to join the third member of our team here on the Wib Wake Up Show. Hillary, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Love the music. I'm feeling it.
Thank you. So what are you up to? What are you doing? Who are you seeing? What changes are you making?
Oh, my goodness. What am I not doing? So yesterday was spent all day in conference. Today is conference and then training. And tomorrow I hit the hill, guys. I'm like storming the Capitol tomorrow. So that's kind of the big day that I'm really working towards tomorrow. I'll be meeting with both senator offices and so far 7 of our 8 congressional offices I have meetings with as well. And we're trying to like just hammer that last meeting into stone here. So we're hoping for a 10 for 10 here. But learning a lot about gifted education and how it's funded. And tomorrow looking at taking all of that information to the Hill and informing them why they should fund it and why we need money.
Following you on Facebook, and you talked about how George Washington ate here, and now you have. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so it's like less than a mile from our hotel is this place called Gadsby's, and it's in Old Town Alexandria.
As in the great?
We're staying just outside of D.C. in Alexandria, and so we went there last night just for some appetizers, and I'm not kidding. It was like stepping back into time. So George Washington ate there, John Adams, and, you know, several other people of the time. That was like the place to be.
That's pretty cool to have apps where Adams ate apps. So
you're right. It was pretty awesome. Yeah. So did that last night. We spent some time in the Capitol on when we got in on Saturday. We had a few hours. So we hit the Air and Space Museum, we hit the African American History Museum, and then I stayed up way past my bedtime, and we did a night tour of all of the monuments of D.C.
Nice. So, that's super cool.
It was spectacular. So, yeah, it's been good. It's been intense. We've been on a dead run and doing a lot of work, too, and a lot of strategizing, and I'm excited for tomorrow. I'm a little nervous for tomorrow, but I'm excited for tomorrow. It should be a lot of fun.
How about she never does anything halfway, ever.
That's right.
Ever.
Fully diving in. All right. Well, hey, it's like you're not even gone. So thanks again for connecting with us and updating us on what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, prayers tomorrow that I don't get too nervous and we can be impactful and, you know, help kids across our state, not just my own kids, but all of the kids in the school districts across the state, because that's the goal. So.
All right, change the world, my friend, or at least our corner of it, all right?
That's all you can do is your corner, and I'm trying.
Hillary Kay, live from Washington, D.C., here on the Wib Wake Up Show. This is Tasha Layton, love lifting me.
How was your weekend, Caleb?
You know, it ended better than it began. Of course, I had kind of the long weekend, great trip to Madison with McDonnell, and that was a lot of fun. But Cooper's birthday, I took that off on Thursday, and that wasn't exactly that. The point of taking the day off was to spend a day with my son, and instead our garage was flooding, and so I learned about sump pumps, which I did not possess, and thank you, Menards, for having them in stock early in the morning.
I heard the shelves are like completely empty now. Not just there, but other places. Yeah. Everybody was sump pumping, huh?
So again, you know, I thought, oh, well, maybe I'll sleep in a little bit and then spend the day with my son. And instead, I got up around the same time that I normally get up to come do this show so that I could be at Menards right when they opened and buy the sump pump and buy the tubing and the couplings and all those things and start pumping that water away from
How are things now?
It's much better now. Mm-hmm. It's much better now. And I think a lot of folks are actually saying, you know what, Lord, thank you for freezing temperatures that have actually slowed down the melt.
And the forecast looks good this week in terms of a slower melt and dry conditions.
Yeah. So anyway, that was an interesting turn of events there on Thursday.
Yeah, there you go. Had a good time. We promoted on Friday the Immaculate Conception Fish Boil, and that was a lot of fun. My wife and I we did Door County for our honeymoon back in 98, so maybe that's the last time we had a fish boil. But, boy, they put on quite a spread, a huge crowd, all you can eat. It was a great, great time. Saturday night out at another location, the Peace Church, where it was the Taste of Africa dinner. Jill and Jeremy Wentland, outstanding job with Rising Hope Ministry, raising money to send kids to school in Nigeria. And then yesterday I had a chance to preach in church on a passage, kind of with the Josh Wilson tune you played, right? Borrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. So I did that passage, Matthew 6, 25 to 34. And it was my daughter Evelyn's 19th birthday.
Wonderful.
So
pretty good happy weekend. Birthday a day late to Evelyn. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know yesterday, I also from Rochester, my brother-in-law Sean and sister Hannah came up with their two children. We hadn't seen baby Victoria since she was born right before the end of the year. So got to see her and hold her. And she actually dealt with uncle fairly well, too. She didn't completely despise me, so that was nice. And then
good start.
My older brother and his entire family, my kids have been begging to see them, and they live about 2.5 hours away, and they actually surprised everybody and came up to my parents' house yesterday, too. So we had almost the entire family together in one place, which was a lot of fun.
You got
made some green food.
You got such a great, large, close-knit family. It's always fun and inspirational, really, to hear and see what you guys are all about.
Yeah, well, they're my best friends, my brothers and sisters. So, Julie Elias here with Forgive Me. 26 degrees, Caleb and Mark with you. Hillary's in D.C., and we're joined by Dale Pointer, a candidate for Eau Claire City Council. Good morning, Dale. And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my wife and I moved to Eau Claire 30 years ago for me to take a job with what was then Seymour Davis, Seymour Architects. I've been working for them and are now owner of SDS Architects here in Eau Claire. And got three boys, full grown. We're empty nesters now, so I was looking for some other place to get stressed out, so I decided to run for city council.
Yeah, right.
But seriously, I mean, I do have more evenings free than I did when I was, you know, working with them in scouts and everything else, so I just became aware that maybe there was a need for some other voices on the local council and decided, kind of felt compelled to do that.
Hmm. Well, Dale, we're going to take 60 seconds real quick here before a Howell can get into hard-hitting policy questions here. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. We love doing this. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. We call it rapid fire. We're going to try and ask as many get-to-know-you, maybe a little off-the-wall questions as we can, all of which can be answered in a few words or less. So just top of mind here. You just answer whatever comes to your mind first, all right?
Okay.
All right. It's going to be fun, Dale. All right, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Dale Pointer for City Council, your favorite breakfast food.
Fruit Loops.
What's a song you will always sing along to?
This is a song that never ends.
What is or was your nickname?
Poindexter.
Last book you read?
Nabil's, I can't remember the title of it, No God But One.
As a kid, what was your favorite TV show?
Oh, Bonanza.
Do you have any hidden talents?
Many.
What's the last snack item you ate?
Nutri-Grain bar.
Favorite superhero, Dale?
Superman.
Excluding only Morgan Freeman, if you could have anyone narrate your life, who would you choose?
Oh, I have no idea.
And oh, fine, we'll go into the last one. Bowl of ice cream, three toppings. What are they, Dale?
Hot fudge. Almonds and a cherry on top.
There you go. That's rapid fire with Dale Pointer for City Council.
And that ended the interview because he didn't say Batman. But thanks again for talking to us. No, just kidding. Just kidding. Dale, well, you're 60 years old. You're running for City Council. Obviously, the council's gotten a lot of attention in the last year plus in terms of Carrie Kincaid leaves the council. It's reported in terms of the strong leftward lurch of the council. Give us more specifically kind of your view of that as a citizen, a longtime citizen of Eau Claire, and what stirred within you that said, I'm going to run.
That I was fairly naive and irresponsible until recently, because I kind of just went along with the idea or the misunderstanding that the city could take care of itself and it wasn't really something that required, complete... I didn't have to be watching what I was doing. I figured they'd plow the streets and do that sort of thing. But then the thing that really caught my attention, I just think the council has kind of lost its way and gotten involved in things that it has no business in and done things in ways that really aren't appropriate for, the kind of the rule of law and how things should happen, transparency. The thing that really caught my attention was this last fall with the marijuana fine thing and the way that was presented by acting President Werthmann, in fact, in terms of kind of working the math and spinning it a particular way. And I'm like, that just is not right. And that caused me, that's the thing, and talking to a Monday night public meeting on that and the Tuesday vote afterwards, that, I can nail that down as the thing that turned my mind toward running. And since then, there's just been, tons of other things, the library, the social work stuff, porta potties, the whole bit. I just really think the council, you know, is on its own agenda, and I feel strongly that Eau Claire is a wonderful town. I chose to come here 30 years ago, and I want to stay here, but I do not want it to become another Madison or a little Portland on the Chippewa.
It is viewed as pretty far to the left already. But let me just wrap up with you, Dale, because it's very competitive. Early voting does start today in Eau Claire, so all this week, Monday through Friday, all next week, people can vote. But very competitive, I've got to think, for a candidate like yourself. I mean, it's a flat-out sprint here the next 15 days, right?
I'm afraid so, yes. It's a little bit stressful. But it's been kind of fun, too. It's been a great, great fun talking to so many different people. And I've learned a lot, obviously, but I certainly would love to be people's representative on our city council.
Well, I've heard from somebody already this morning that said they were campaigning for you over the weekend, so you're drawing some of those backers. I know you and your wife were homeschoolers for a long time. You homeschooled your boys through what grade?
All the way through high school.
Well, you know what? That can work. Our own Caleb was homeschooled all the way through high school as well. So there we go.
I made it somehow.
Hey, there we go. Dale, thanks so much. If people want to learn more about your campaign, where do they go?
DalePointer.com. Pointer spelled with a Y.
Very good. Dale, thanks for joining us.
All righty. Thank you, Mark and Caleb.
I tell you what, I love rapid fire. Isn't it fun? What a great way to get to know somebody in 60 seconds. Huh?
Looking forward to talking with more of our city council candidates here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Coming up, Mercy Me and the Newsboys.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.